Fashion Week continues in New York City, and some of the designers showing their her new collection this evening is Nicole Miller. Miller and her partner Bud Conheim are veterans in the fashion industry, and they have built a multi-million dollar business. Nicole Miller stores are different from many other boutique stores because they turn a profit. NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
Nicole Miller has been showing at Fashion Week for more than 10 years, but when she started in the business, there was a question whether she'd show there at all. Miller had gone into a partnership with a no-nonsense businessman.
Well, a runway show seemed like an exercise in museum artifacts that would never sell to anybody normal.
That's Bud Conheim, Nicole Miller's partner for 22 years.
They were mostly clown outfits that were on the runway. But every designer somehow aspires to this thing because it gives them the chance to vent their creative juices. So I said, over my dead body.
Conheim says he wanted to stay focused on building the dress company he and Miller worked for and had just teamed up to buy. But Miller really wanted a show. Conheim wouldn't budge, so she asked for a compromise.
Well, I said, if I'm not having a fashion show, I'm going to have a store.
So I said, okay, a boutique has a chance to make money. So in 1986, we opened our first store on Madison Avenue.
Conheim says the store did well, but their really big break came by accident. Nicole Miller made a series of silk dresses with a print made out of a design of theater tickets.
And they were awful. And I came back and I said, it must be the print. She says, it is the print. It's too noisy to be in a dress. It should be a woman's scarf. And I looked at it and I said, well, if you're going to make a woman's scarf out of it, make me a tie. I'm fourth generation in the business, and it's always been a women's business. Never had anything for myself, but this would make a great tie.
The dresses had enough fabric to make 36 ties. Conheim took one for himself and sent the others up to the store on Madison Avenue. The ties caught the attention of the store's security guard, who also happened to work nights at the Metropolitan Opera. One of the tickets on the tie was from the Met, so the guard asked if he could borrow one.
And he showed it to the buyer of the Metropolitan Opera gift shop. Next day, the buyer came to the store and bought all 35 ties, doubled the price, and sold them out in 3 days at the Metropolitan Opera gift shop.
From that successful sale grew a $12 million tie business within 2 years. It also made it possible for Nicole Miller to pursue one of her first ambitions.
We made enough money with the men's ties for me to put on a fashion show.
Set to the Four Seasons singing Let's Hang On, Miller had her first show in October 1990.
Let's hang on to what we've got. Don't let go, girl, we got a lot.
Nicole Miller's clothes are for special occasions, gowns and party dresses. Her collection for this fall has a vintage feel to it, silk and lace, striking colors, deep plum and teal, clothes with a bohemian flair that actually fit real women. Miller says she developed her style from the training she received at RISD, the Rhode Island School of Design, and a rigorous haute couture school in Paris, where students often spent months making one sleeve.
Well, RISD was much more free and artistic and letting you do anything you wanted. And when I was in school in France, it was a very strict, disciplined haute couture school. So I really got two different kinds of an education. They were like from the opposite side of the spectrum.
Nicole Miller says her spring collection is inspired by Celtic symbols, scrolls, and interlocking knots. The colors are muted brights, aqua, pink, and peach. For the runway, she's chosen music from a new CD by the British band Clinic. The designs are just one part of Nicole Miller's success. They're also careful to price the clothes so they'll sell and control quality by making roughly half of the clothes in New York. 30 boutiques around the country bear the Nicole Miller name. Bud Conheim says the stores opened gradually. Mexico City, then Naples, Florida, Sunset Boulevard, and Soho.
The two is too tight. The four fit right. The only thing you would have to have done is have the straps taken up.
Sahar Famil is one of the head salespeople at the Nicole Miller Boutique in Tyson's Galleria, an upscale mall outside of Washington, D.C. On this busy Saturday afternoon, they're up to almost $2,600 in sales.
I had a sale that had one, two, three, four pieces sold in one sale, another one, two sold. I had another one with two. So this is great. This is a good day.
Cole Miller is one of the few designer brands that are out there that actually operates their core business with making a profit.
Marshall Cohen is chief retail analyst for the NPD Group. He says most designer boutiques do not make a profit, but exist simply to promote the brand. He credits Nicole Miller's success to both her designs and the longtime business partnership she shares with Bud Conheim.
You get a lot of stripes in the fashion industry if you're able to be in this business for a long period of time and be successful in this business. It's very clear the key to their partnership is they both recognize each other's strengths. It's rare when a designer allows the business partner to really run the business.
I don't sell anything. I don't do any deals. You know, I just get involved in the design.
Diaper bags, silverware, even an airplane. Deals for the Nicole Miller brand have extended far beyond clothes. Miller admits that Bud Conheim's shrewd business strategies have rubbed off on her. She even thinks waiting so long to have her first fashion show was a smart move.
Now everybody wants to have a fashion show immediately. I mean, they want to have their fashion shows before they get out of college. When I started working, everybody got experience and now nobody seems to like want to get a job.
Nicole Miller and Bud Conheim say now that their company is doing so well, she's ready to follow her muse without worrying about sales. Miller plans to add limited edition dresses to her collections, the kind that come with very high price tags. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
Photos of Nicole Miller designs and other stories in our fashion series are at npr.org.